first off, I mean, Northern Michigan broadly is reopening on Friday, parts of Northern Michigan, the Upper Peninsula. Can you just tell me a little bit, based on your experience, what that will look like? Maybe what shoppers and people out and about can expect on Friday?
That's a good question. Given the relatively short notice, it kind of remains to be seen exactly how businesses will look when they're able to reopen on Friday. Certainly, you know, in the governor's order that restaurants will need to be at a 50% capacity. So you're going to see less people in restaurants, and they're going to be spaced out quite a bit. I'm imagining you're going to see a lot of PPE materials in service, whether that's masks and gloves, sanitary stations and retail stores. You know, Traverse City is really good about rising to the occasion, and I can imagine that most of our restaurants and retailers will, you know, do everything they can to make sure that there's a safe environment for shoppers in downtown.
Gotcha. And then, so just so I understand, most businesses apply to this, right? So is it safe to assume most businesses will reopen on Friday then?
That's my understanding. Again, to be honest with you, I have to read the executive order again. It's so fresh, but my understanding is yes, that most businesses will be open, or at least allowed to be open. Now, whether or not individual businesses, unlock the door and open remains to be seen. But I'm imagining that most will be looking towards Friday and beyond.
And then, what have you heard in this short time period from those business owners, from those businesses? Are they excited? Are they nervous? Can you get an impression of what the response has been?
Well, I think it's a little of both. I think they're definitely excited and eager to reopen and resume business, but I think they're also cautious. I think above and beyond, they want to make sure that they have a safe environment for their employees and customers as well. So they're doing everything they can to make sure that they have a safe environment. I think one of the biggest concerns is that we open and then for some reason, there's a spike within the county or the city, and then they have to close again. So I know that they're going to be as vigilant as they can to make sure that doesn't happen. And really, the only way to do that is to provide for, safe conditions as we possibly can.
And then what have you heard from health officials? Same sort of question. Nervous in support of this plan? What can you gauge there?
I think it's kind of the same feelings. I think and we're going to know a lot more in the next couple of days about their response. But I know that they, throughout the entire process of responding to COVID-19, they've looked at taking as many measures as they possibly can to provide for a safe environment. Whether it's manufacturing or, in other businesses, they're going to be doing the same things for kind of the retail and restaurants as well. So there are several guidelines and best practices that are out there that businesses can use, some that have been developed by the DDA, but in consultation with the health department and others. So the best that this community can do is really provide strong best practices and recommendations and make sure that, we're all following them.
And then as far as consumers, I mean, we've been in the thick of this now for over 2 months. Do you expect people to go out on Friday? Do you expect people to be out spending money at these businesses when they open?
That's another great question. I mean, we're really in the year of the unknown. So I think for a lot of folks, it's going to be a wait and see on Friday. I mean, I can tell you anecdotally that I think there's a lot of pent-up demand to go out and eat at a restaurant and shop at a store. What kind of influx of customers we see remains to be seen. We're just going to have to wait till Friday and see what happens, I think.
And then as far as sort of the summer, what we can expect, the Traverse City officials have been talking about potentially closing parts of Front Street to, open up pedestrian traffic. At the DDA, is there any sense of what COVID, what impact it will have over the summer when, presumably more people will show up? Are there anything we should keep an eye out on the horizon for changes that may happen because of everything we've been going through?
Well, certainly the DDA is looking at closing down Front Street for a portion of the summer. And we're doing that for a lot of reasons. One is to, again, speak to the, safety and well-being of the people who come down and also the people who work there. So closing the street provides some social distancing opportunities for people. Given the current restrictions on capacity for restaurants, for example, We think that outdoor dining is, you know, a big opportunity to be hosted if we close down Front Street. So, you know, we're looking at different ways that we can accommodate that, not only on Front Street, but also other parts of downtown that are just as important and vital as Front Street. So we're looking at ways that we can provide for those physical amenities to encourage people to visit downtown, shop at our stores and restaurants, but also maintain, you know, a safe environment.
Harry Burkholder with the Traverse City DDA, thanks so much for taking the time.
My pleasure.